Okay, you do know the 16 teams in the last 16 of the Champions League, yeah?
Yeah, man, I missed question four because I was trying to spell Mönchengladbach.
The Fantasy Football Show. Hello, patrons. Happy Tuesday. It's a quiz day. I know it's out of sequence, so don't let the quiz mess up your perception on what day of the week it is. It's not Thursday. It is Tuesday, James. Question number one on the quiz, James. What day of the week is it?
It's Tuesday, sweetheart. And Tuesday. I thought I'd move it to Tuesday because Lauren's given us a Champions League fame, which me and Sid are both going to be disastrous at. But obviously, as Champions League's restarting tonight, I thought, well, let's do it now.
Yeah, indeed, we That's will. It. So there are 16 teams left in the UEFA Champions League. James, I think you'll be all right, actually, on this. I actually think you'll be all right. I haven't
even watched any Champions League games this year. I'm not joking. I don't think I've watched any of it.
No, but it's not... Well, it might not necessarily be about this year. It might be about, you know, years gone by. And some of the questions are about years gone by.
All right,
anyway,
okay,
if it makes you feel any, if it makes you feel any better about what you will or won't score on this quiz, Manchild's on the call. Manchild's here.
Manchild in the house.
What's up?
We're experimenting with new technology, and Manchild is a technical geek. And I thought, if nothing better than just watching, he'll get 0 out of 20 on the quiz. Manchild, you need to go to Google and type in UEFA Champions League last 16. There is going to be 16 teams that are currently in the last 16 of the Champions League. 1 to 16, questions 1 to 16 on the quiz, is one of those teams. Each team only features once. Therefore, by default, you could get 16 out of 16 just by picking the right, guessing the right 16 teams. James, you and I are not allowed to look at that because we should know. But at least let's let Manchild have the list of the 16 teams in the Champions League in front of it.
How clear am I on the picture quality?
Clear. You look all right. You're chewing your pen.
Because Manchild's quite clear. But you, Suj, you look like you're in the 60s or something.
He does look like he's using a fucking was microwave a good time. As a webcam, man.
peace and love and drugs and all that kind of stuff. So let's see.
We'll have to tell Manchild to turn his mic down as well. He's so
yeah, lucky this is a patron, so it's only audio. Manchild, you are rather loud. So questions 1 to 20, questions 1 to 16 feature each of the 16 clubs in the last round of 16 in the Champions League this year. Each team is an answer to only one question, so they can't be duplicated.
Okay.
This is why 1 to 16 almost becomes multiple choice. It's just a lot of multiple choices.
Would have helped if I actually remembered who the 16 teams that qualified are.
Yeah, well, Manchild's allowed to have the list in front of him. You are not. We're going to get straight into the quiz.
All right.
Question number one. Which club have made the most appearances in the Champions League round of 16?
All right. Let's
question number one.
Yes.
Which club have made the most appearances in the round of 16? And Manchild's still probably Googling last 16 Champions League.
It's hey, not, listen, it's not the Premier League. He's probably Googling that exact question.
question number smart. Two. Question number two. Which team boasts the record for the most goals scored in a tie after beating Sporting Lisbon 12-1 in 2008-09. So in a tie, I guess obviously means on aggregate.
I'm going to struggle here, I think.
Oh, really? I thought something as crazy as a 12-1 would have been quite memorable or epic.
2012 was quite drunk.
2008-09, I said, didn't I?
What year 12, did you say?
12-1 in 2008-09.
Yeah.
Yeah, not 2012.
Oh, 2008-2009, I was even more drunk.
I don't know who to have a stab at on that one. Right, question number three. Which side have never reached the Champions League round of 16 until this year?
Oh, that's disgusting. Or maybe.
That's question number three. Question number four. Edison Cavani was amongst the Napoli goal scorers in a 5-4 thriller in the year that you were drunk, James, 2012. The winners of the tie would go on to the Champions League, that year. Name them. Does that mean win the Champions League? I think there might be a word missing there. The winners of the tie would go on to win the Champions League that year. Name them. You got good with that, James?
Yeah, I'm happy with that one.
Nice. I'm not
happy with it, but
I'm not even going to ask you, Manchild. Question number five. Which side gave up a first leg lead of 4-0 over Barcelona in 2016-17, losing the second leg 6-1 at the Camp Nou? Which side gave up a first leg lead of 4-0 over Barcelona in 2016-17, losing the second leg 6-1 at the Camp Nou? I think I know that. It's quite an epic turnaround.
Obviously.
Question number six. How are you getting on, Arjun?
I'm killing it.
Okay, you do know the 16 teams in the last 16 of the Champions League, yeah?
Yeah, man, I missed question four because I was trying to spell Mönchengladbach.
Mönchengladbach is the word you're thinking about. Mönchengladbach.
You said the same thing. I heard both times.
Yeah, yeah. Munch your way out. Question number six. In the 2007-08 season, Dani Alves missed a penalty in a shootout against Fenerbahce, which saw his side knocked out of the competition. Which team was he playing for? In 2007-08, Dani Alves missed a penalty in a shootout, which saw his team lose against Fenerbahce and knocked out. Who was he playing for? You ready for question number seven, James?
Manchild's facial expression made his moustache look like proper handlebars.
That was my thinking.
I think he'd suit him. He'll age quite well. I think when you become an old man, Arjun, if you can use your beard to get that handlebar stuff, you'll be all right as an old man. Keep forgetting
I'm
you are
keep
about
that
12.
In the notes.
Which team were knocked out in the 2006-07 season by Liverpool, despite an away goal from Ida Gudjonsson at Anfield? Which team were knocked out in the 2006-07 season by Liverpool, despite an away goal from Ida Gudjonsson at Anfield? I've just realised I've got two answers the same for two teams here now. So I've had to scribble one out. Yeah. Not that wasn't for question seven, but now I'm going to have
to. Are you saying that I can't
have
a team
one of those
as an
questions.
Answer twice?
No. 1 to 16, one of those 16 teams that you mentioned, like Mönchengladbach. Question number eight.
Oh, shit.
Which team
2006,
went out?
7, yeah.
Yeah, that was 6-7, James. That was 6-7. Question number eight. Which team went out of the competition on away goals after a 6-6 classic saw French side Monaco go through thanks to goals from Mbappe and Fabinho? Which team went out of the competition on away goals after a 6-6 classic. Saw French side Monaco go through thanks to goals from Mbappe and Fabinho. That was question number
Mbappe.
Question number 9. Which team knocked Tottenham out of the Champions League in 2019-20? I feel like Lauren's put this in just to put the boot in, James, to be honest with you. Which team knocked Tottenham out of the Champions League in 1920 with a 4-0 aggregate win?
So I might be reminding Lauren of that question in about 3 weeks' time.
I mean, it's a bit of a low blow, but, you know. In 2004...
What, from Lauren? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Just stick it in to ask the Spurs question. I mean, she can't ask any West Ham questions because we've never been in the Champions League. So I'd rather there was a question about us than not. In 2004, Manchester United were knocked out by the eventual winners with an aggregate score of 3-2. It's going back a while. Roy Keane was sent off in the first leg for a stamp on the goalkeeper. Who did United lose to? In 2004, Manchester United were knocked out by the eventual winners with an aggregate score of 3-2. Roy Keane was sent off in the first leg for a stamp on the goalkeeper. Who did United lose to? I think I know this. Well, I think by process of elimination, I'm going to go with this team. I could be wrong. Question number 11.
Next.
Question number 11. Which side were knocked out by a Cristiano Ronaldo hat-trick in 2019, having won the first leg 2-0? I remember this quite clearly as well. They were giving him all sorts of grief on social media after the first leg. All sorts. And then the famous video is him coming off the bus, isn't it? And was he holding up 5 or 6, however many trophies he'd won before the game, and then went on to score a hat trick. That was the biggest, like, shut the fuck up. I think one of the biggest in football.
He also did quite a famous celebration on the pitch as well. Yes. He was insinuating that he was fucking him, basically.
Well, he quite literally almost did, didn't he? Question number 12. Polish winger Jakub Blaszczykowski. What's Lauren doing to us?
Blaszczykowski.
Blaszczykowski, as James just said.
See? Jakub
Blaszczykowski. Oh, shit. I want to copy paste this into the chat so Manchild can see it, just so I can hear him.
Arjun, put this one into Google.
Blaszczykowski.
Wait.
And Brazilian Felipe Santana. Scored in a 5-0 aggregate win over Shakhtar Donetsk in 2012-13 for which side? Jakub Blaszczykowski and Felipe Santana. I have no idea. Arjun, just so you know, Manchild,
yes.
If you choose Borussia Mönchengladbach as an answer for any of the first 16 questions, and you probably should for at least one of them, spelling won't count. Question number 13. Which team who made it to this stage of the competition in the 1999-2000 season benefited from goals from champ man legends Boxic and Veron in that season? I got that one.
Oh, he's impressed with himself.
Yeah. Only because I know they played for that team. I didn't know that they played for that team and got to the finals and all the rest of that stuff. I've realised as well, I've got another double here, so I'm in trouble. There's going to be a bit of scribbling and changing. I hope there isn't for the rest of you. Question number 14. Which side beat Valencia 8-4 in what was titled a biological bomb, and was later believed to have caused up to 40,000 fans to be infected with COVID at the beginning of the European coronavirus outbreak? Which side beat Valencia 8-4 in what was titled a biological bomb and was later believed to have caused up to 40,000 fans to be infected with COVID at the beginning of the European coronavirus outbreak? Wow. Any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I know the answer.
Cool. Next question is 15. Who beat Real Madrid 5-0 in the 2008-09 season, including a debut goal for Italian left-back Andrea Dossina? Who beat Real Madrid 5-0 in the 2008-09 season, including a debut goal for Italian left-back Andrea Dossina? I think I've used my free. No, I haven't. I was going to say I've used my.
Well, from what I've got left, I should know the answer to 16.
It should only be one left.
I'm hoping.
Question number 16. Who were knocked out of the 2015-16 Champions League after a 91st-minute Müller equaliser sent their tie into extra time, with goals from Thiago and Koeman sending Bayern through after extra time?
That's good. It's the right fucking answer. The further I got through this, the more I feel like I might have all of them.
James is a bit more confident.
Yeah, but you've got Google and I haven't.
The team names. I didn't Google any one of those questions.
We've still got four questions to go. Question number 17. These are free for all. Which player has made the most appearances in the Champions League round of 16?
Ever?
Yeah, I think so. Wow. I know who I'm going to guess, but I don't know if it's round of 16. Question number 18. Which player has scored the most goals in the Champions League round of 16?
Wow. Gets worse.
Sure. I mean, this is quite hit and miss. Question number 19. Who is the oldest player left in the competition to have featured in the Champions League this season? Who is the oldest player left in the competition to have featured in the Champions League this season? The oldest player.
Not a clue. Be anyone.
I bet it's someone that we should probably know because of how old he is.
I don't expect that Lauren's expecting you to write down Jakub Blaszczykowski.
Yeah. And the last question is, how many managers left in the competition have previously laid hands on the trophy as a manager?
Does that include touching it before losing in a final?
No, I think as winners.
Is it one as a manager? Sorry, repeat.
Question. Yeah, as a manager, not as a player.
As a player, okay. Okay, I think I'm happy with that.
Okay, I'm not, but I'm going to read all the questions again. Manchild, this is for your benefit more than anyone else's. The regular listeners, they're on point. This is a Champions League courtesy of Lauren. Which club have made the most appearances in the Champions League round of 16 is question number one. Question number two, which team boasts the record for the most goals scored in a tie after beating Sporting Lisbon 12-1 in 2008-09? Question number three, which side have never reached the Champions League round of 16 until this year? Question number four, Edison Cavani was among the Napoli goal scorers in a 5-4 thriller. In 2012, the winners of the tie would go on to the Champions League that year to win it. Name them. Question number five. Which side gave up a first leg lead of 4-0 over Barcelona in 2016-17, losing the second leg 6-1 at the Nou Camp? Question number six. In the 2007-08 season, Dani Alves missed a penalty in a shootout against Fenerbahce, which saw his side knocked out of the competition. Which team was he playing for? Question number seven. Which team were knocked out in the 2006-07 season by Liverpool despite an away goal from Ida Gudjonsson at Anfield? Question number eight. Which team went out of the competition on away goals after a 6-6 classic saw French side Monaco go through thanks to away goals from Kylian Mbappe and Fabinho? Question number nine. Which team knocked Tottenham out of the Champions League in 1920 last year with a 4-0 aggregate win? Question number 10. In 2004, Manchester United were knocked out by the eventual winners with an aggregate score of 3-2. Roy Keane was sent off in the first leg for a stamp on the goalkeeper. Who did United lose to? Question number 11. Which side were knocked out by a Cristiano Ronaldo hat-trick in 2019, having won the first leg 2-0? Question number 11. Number 12. James, you ready for this? Polish winger Jakub. Come on, James, help me. Jakub Blaszczykowski. Did I say it right?
Blaszczykowski.
And Brazilian Felipe Santana scored 5-0. Jakub. A 5-0 aggregate win over Shakhtar Donetsk in 2012-13 for which side? Question number 13. Which team who made it to this stage of the Champions League in the 1999-2000 season benefited from goals from champ man legends Boxic and Veron in that season? Question number 14. Which side beat Valencia 8-4 in what was titled a biological bomb and was later believed to have caused up to 40,000 fans to be infected with COVID at the beginning of the European coronavirus outbreak? Question number 15. Who beat Real Madrid 5-0 in the 2008-09 season, including a debut goal for Italian left-back Andrea De Senna? Question number 16. Who were knocked out of the 2015-16 Champions League after a 91st-minute Müller equaliser sent their tie to extra time with goals from Thiago and Koeman sending Bayern through after extra time? The following four questions are just more about the Champions League. 17. Which player has the most appearances in Champions League last 16? Question number 18. Which player has the most goals in the Champions League last 16? Question number 19. Who is the oldest player left in the competition to have featured in the Champions League this season? And the last question, question number 20, how many managers left in the competition have previously laid hands on the trophy as manager? That's your 20. How confident are you feeling, James?
Thank you, Serge. Thank you, Lauren. I'm not sure on the last four, but I think I've probably got the other 16.
Manchild, what's your forecast and prediction on how many you are going to get right?
If I get any of these correct, I want to be coronated as a host of FPL.
Of FPL in general or of Planet FPL?
Yes, the whole thing. If any of the... Oh, my... Okay. Like, this went downhill because halfway through I didn't I realised I was on the wrong list. So...
What do you mean you're on the wrong list? You pulled up the last 16 from last year. Teams. Forget about it. Right, I'm ready to, no, to rock and roll. I think I'm good for about... I think I'm good for 7 or 8. And I've just pulled up the Word document with the answers. I've got number one, right? Which club have made the most appearances in the Champions League round of 16? Manchild, you said?
Leipzig.
Who?
Leipzig.
There we go.
No. We know who Leipzig are. You don't need to spell it for us. Incorrect. James says?
Madrid, Real.
Real Madrid is correct. And I got Real Madrid as well. Question number two. Which team boasts the record for the most goals in a tie after beating Sporting Lisbon 12-1? Manchild, you had?
Barcelona.
Incorrect. James, you had?
Bayern München.
Bayern Munich is correct. I had City and I am wrong. So I lose that. Manchild, if you've put Bayern Munich anywhere else, that is also going to be wrong. Question number three. Which side have never reached the Champions League last round of 16 until now? We'll go to you, James.
I want to see AR Arjun say.
Okay, I'll go to Arjun. Who has never been in the last 16? No, you can't change your answer, bro. Come on.
I'll tell you what, I'll help you out then, Arj. Spell it.
He hasn't put it. You have put Mönchengladbach. I thought Atlanta, James. I didn't realise. I went with Atlanta, but obviously they've been in the last 16 previously, have they?
Yes. Borussia Mönchengladbach is
the correct answer.
Good question that, though. It took some thought.
Yeah. And just, I'm doing Lauren a disservice here. She's put some interesting facts about the answers and I haven't been reading them, so let's do it. Question number one, Real Madrid have made 18 out of the 22 possible appearances in the last 16 of the Champions League. So they've been 18 times. Bayern, despite beating Sporting Lisbon 12-1, then went on to lose to Barcelona in the quarterfinals 5-1. So it was quite a fall from grace. And Gladbach reached the European Cup final in 1977, losing to Liverpool 3-1, but they never made it to
lost to Liverpool.
The Champions League.
Yeah, I thought she might get that in there.
There's a theme now, is it? Right. Edison Cavani was amongst the Napoli goal scorers in a 5-4 thriller in 2012. The winners went on to win the Champions League that year. Manchild, who was it?
Juventus.
He's not even with it. Manchild, who was it? Who?
Juventus. Wait, can you not hear me?
And James, who do you have? I can hear you.
It's Chelsea, mate.
Yeah, it's I have Liverpool, so the correct answer is Chelsea. I just assumed Lauren would be using Chelsea as the team that went on to win the Liverpool.
That is number
team
four, Manchild.
Yeah.
Oh, then I got it right. I got Chelsea. I thought we were on number five.
Okay, lovely.
To keep him holding up his phone, because that's going to help.
As proof. Question number five. Which side gave up a 4-0 first leg lead over Barcelona, losing the second 6-1 at the Nou Camp? James, you went with?
Paris Saint-Germain.
Correct answer is Paris Saint-Germain. I had Bayern Munich. I was incorrect. Manchild, I know you were wrong. Question number six. In the 2007-08 season, Dani Alves missed the penalty, but who was he playing for? Who do you have, Manchild?
Liverpool.
Incorrect. James, who do you have?
Sevilla.
Sevilla, and I have Sevilla as well. That was quite a process of elimination guess, but at least I get another point. Question number seven. Which the team were knocked out in 2006-07 by Liverpool, despite an away goal from the Iceman, Ida Gudjonsson. Who did you have down, James?
This is naughty, this. Yeah, it's Barca.
It's Barca. I got Barca as well. Yes. Ida Gudjonsson only scored 10 goals in 72 appearances for Barcelona. Not a great record there, although he was a hell of a player.
What's cheeky about that as well is if you got confused with your years, obviously... Liverpool to beat Chelsea that year as well.
Okay, that's probably why it's a good question. Question number eight. Which team went out on away goals after a 6-6 draw against Monaco? Manchild, who do you
got
have?
Manchild.
I've got it wrong. It's Real Madrid. I said Real Madrid, but that's already been an answer.
Incorrect.
But
who do you have, James?
It's Manchester City.
Correct.
Beat Monaco 5-3 in a ridiculous game at the Etihad and then lost 3-1 in the Principality.
Nice. James, I'm going to let you impress everybody with your footballing knowledge. Two players that played for Monaco got assists that night who now play for Manchester City. Which two players?
Now played for City.
Yes, two players played for Monaco and picked up assists, but now play for Manchester City.
Bernardo Silva.
Correct.
My goodness, I would have bought that prick. We played them in the group stage.
Yeah.
It was the first game we played at Wembley. And, mate, I would have bought that fucking prick by half time.
Is he that good?
He was so good. I wouldn't have let him leave the stadium without signing the contract, mate. He was so good. Who's the other one?
He's French.
Now plays for City.
Yeah.
French. Well, oh, Mendy. Benjamin Mendy.
Plays is a bit of a stretch. He's not Loose. Getting that much game time at the moment, is he? Mendy. Because he's on the mend, Manchild. Question number 9. Who knocked Tottenham out 4-0 on aggregate last year? I know, James, you know this. Manchild, do you know it, is the question.
I put Atletico de Madrid.
Incorrect. The correct answer is RB Leipzig. You need to stop Leipzig. Pausing,
because you make me feel like I got it right.
It's...
Oh, well, that's the ultimate quiz master's technique, isn't it? My laptop just flashed at me.
Red Bull Leipzig.
Red Bull Leipzig is the correct answer.
The irony behind that is I could have been there, right? That night was the last time I set foot in a pub.
Wow.
Was that night. I could have been in Germany while the world was fucking getting shut down.
Right. My laptop says battery low and it's not. Plugged into the charger for some reason, so this is going to end well.
We'll plug it into the charger, mate. What you have to do, Arj, you learn this with a podcast. You just talk through empty spaces.
Exactly. Question number Question number ten is about Roy Keane being sent off for a stamp on the team that went on to win it afterwards. Who was it, James?
Porto.
Correct. It was Porto with Jose Mourinho. Oh my God,
Manchester is
claiming it. He got the answer correct. Right, James, you're going to entertain people for 30 seconds while I run and get a laptop charger.
Well, I can't remember what the question was for number 11, but I can probably tell him the answer.
What was it?
What have you got for number 11, Arj?
I got Sevilla.
I'll tell you in a sec. What have you got?
Sevilla.
Sevilla's gone. I like some of your pronunciations, Sevilla. You never heard of a place called Seville, no?
I did. I just didn't think it was spelled like that.
Sevilla.
I know about microphones and podcasts.
Heard of Leipzig?
Yeah, I have actually.
Serge, I can't remember the question for number 11, but I know the answer.
Which side were knocked out by a Cristiano Ronaldo hat-trick in 2019, having won the first leg 2-0?
He's sex thrusting Atletico Madrid.
Atletico Madrid is correct. Obviously made all the more spicy by the fact that it was the rivals from back in the day when he was a Real Madrid player. Yes. I'm trying to give Manchild, I'd love to give Manchild a rap analogy of what that means. It's like P. Diddy, all the fans. Of Tupac cussing out Biggie and then P. Diddy coming back and, you know, out-rapping him. Does that make sense? Question number 12.
No,
with his hand. with his hands
nothing.
Tied behind his back as well.
Yeah, yeah, true. that guy, Jakub, and Felipe Santana scored 5-0 over Shakhtar for who, James?
Borussia Dortmund.
Correct. I got that wrong. So, an X. It says here, Klopp's Dortmund would go on to lose 2-1 to Bayern in the final with the Dortmund goal scored by current FPL hero, James?
Who scored the winner?
No, who scored Dortmund's goal in the final?
Oh, Ilkay Gundogan scored.
Correct. Current FPL hero, Ilkay Gundogan. Question number 13. Bokšić and Veron played for who in Italy? Manchild, who do you have?
Atlanta.
Incorrect.
You've got the right country.
Yeah, that's not too bad. James, it is from the back in the Golazio days.
Golazio. Yo.
Correct.
Not that's what they said, but it's what the kids thought they said.
Yeah. Lazio is the correct answer. I just remember Veron and Boxic and Lazio kits from that Italia Sunday football. Sven-Göran Eriksson's Lazio lost 5-2 in the quarterfinal to Valencia. Question number 14. Who beat Valencia 8-4 in the biological bomb? Manchild, any idea?
Not a clue.
James, it was?
No. Atalanta.
Atalanta in Italy. It was indeed. And the question number 15. Who beat Real Madrid 5-0 in the 2008-09 season, including a debut goal for Italian left-back Andrea Dessina? I have no... I didn't.
Great answer is Liverpool.
It is correct. I was thinking of an Italian club, so I went with Juve, but it obviously was not Juve. Dessina featured
Manchild
18...
Manchild also seems to be claiming this one. Yeah,
did you get Liverpool?
And
you?
If you want proof, yeah, I actually sent you the answers before you even started reading them out.
Did you on WhatsApp?
Why did you send us your answers?
Screenshot.
He actually has.
He has
in
as well.
In a fucking PDF as well.
right. Okay. Dessina did do well.
In a fucking PDF.
I'll ask this question, but there's no pressure on you, James, for this. Dessina featured 18 times for Liverpool. Then he went back to Napoli. He came back to England in 2013 and played for two different clubs. Do you want to have a stab at all?
I think Stoke was one of them.
Sunderland. So similar colours and similar part of the world.
Yeah.
And the other one? Who does Harry Kane sponsor the shirts for?
He played for Leyton Orient.
Leyton Orient is the other club that the Dessina played for. Question number 16.
Is a trivia question for Lauren then, right? You won the first leg 4-0. I'll give you 5 seconds. Who scored in the away leg 1-0 in the Bernabeu? I think it was Yossi Benayoun.
Ah, nice. Question number 16. Who were knocked out of the 2015 Champions League after a 91st minute Thomas Müller equaliser sent their tie into extra time, and then Thiago and Koeman sent Bayern through after extra time? Manchild, who do you have?
Dortmund.
Incorrect.
You sound so disappointed when you say incorrect.
Oh, just hopeful.
Like you expected
that, how many have you got right so far?
Man.
Two, I think, right?
Three.
I feel like
to be fair, he's performed better on this quiz than you do on many of them, Suj.
Yeah, I think he will have beaten a number of patrons. There
just
will be patrons that will get less than
no chance.
Given those shots being fired across the podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's Juventus, Suj.
It is Juventus, is the correct answer. Juventus. Question number 17. I'm interested in these. Who has made the most appearances in the last 16? Manchild, did you have any stab at any player?
I guess Morata.
What?
But
this is a human.
Yeah, a footballer who might have played in the last 16.
I've gone 4. Based on the logic from question one, I've guessed Iker Casillas.
Interesting, you went with a goalkeeper. I went with a goalkeeper too in Manuel Neuer. But both of us are incorrect. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo played in the fixture 32 times for United, Real Madrid and Juventus. How can that be? So two fixtures, so 16 times. Understood.
16 years. We're going back to 2005. So yeah, just about.
Wow.
Or 2004.
32 appearances. Question 18. Who has scored the most goals in the last round of last 16? Manchild, who do you have? Come on, Manchild.
So funny enough, this time I actually guessed Ronaldo.
Oh, Manchild. Who did you go with, James?
I went for the GOAT.
Messi?
Yeah.
It is Messi. I went with Messi as well. And correct, it is Messi. He has these days where he just goes mental, doesn't he? He has scored 27 goals in the round of 16 matches, including 6 versus Bayer Leverkusen in 2012 in one game.
Yeah.
One round.
Enough. I think the four against Arsenal was last 16 as well. So those were the two that I remembered in my mind. That's that 10 goals straight away.
Yeah. Fuck me. Question number 19. This guy's still playing. Who is the oldest player left in the competition to have featured in the Champions League this season? Motherfucker's older than me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It's
going to
be
indeed.
Like some Ukrainian or something.
And no, I'm not 50. Twats, patrons, all sitting there thinking, yeah, Surge is old. I am 40, though. Me.
This guy's older than 40.
Yes, mate.
So is it Casillas?
No. Manchild, come on.
I can't pronounce his name.
Tell James he's a buffoon. Just call James a buffoon. Go on.
You buffoon. It's
say James, you're a buffoon. Yeah, you're right. It is Buffon. Well done, Manchild. The correct answer is Buffon.
Why do you want to do this?
43-year-old. 43 years old. Where's he playing? You have a correct answer.
Shut up, you buffoon.
Where is he playing? James, where is he? Who's Buffon play for these days? Juve?
Juventus.
He's still at Juve. He must be the third or fourth goalkeeper or something. Incredible. How many managers left in the competition have previously laid hands on the trophy as manager? Manchild, will go to you first. This is going to be...
Five.
As long as he's picked a number less than 16. five. James, your stat, your guess? Your guess is?
I've gone for four.
And I've gone for three. So James is in the middle of a Manchild and Sud sandwich. And James is correct at four.
God damn it.
You've got Jurgen Klopp.
I've got Klopp, Zidane, Flick and Guardiola.
Correct. Hansi Flick, Jurgen Klopp, Zinedine Zidane and Pep Guardiola have won seven Champions League trophies between them. And that is your quiz. I have 1, 2. Total up your scores, boys.
18.
9 out of 20. I beat my anticipated score.
That's a good
Manchild,
show for you, Serge.
Yeah, 9 out of 20 is not
three.
Too
is
bad.
The personal best.
Right. Any patron who has scored less points than Manchild, you need to log into the patreon.com app and increase your monthly pledge to £50 a month as a punishment for losing to Manchild in the quiz. That was a good one. Enjoyable. Nice to make a little bit of a change from Premier League and FPL and what have you and have a little bit of a look around the European games. Anything else to add, James?
Nah, just thanks very much to Lauren and a reminder of that question about Spurs. When Leipzig give her a team a fucking hiding over the next few weeks.
Well, they have had a few of their players taken now, Leipzig. I mean, they lost Werner and what have you. So we'll see. I don't know.
Let's hope Alisson turns up all right after you decided that you should be killed on the podcast.
I didn't say you should be killed. I just said, you know, once they go lame, there's no saving them. Patrons, we love you. Thank you for your support. Enjoy your Tuesday evening. Ciao for now.
Thanks, Manchild. Nice to see you, blood. Cheers, Serge. Thanks, Lauren. Good luck, everyone. Cue music, please, Manchild. Should we just let him own now that it's actually me that cues the music, bitch?
The Fantasy Football Show.